My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Thursday Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. Folks, I screw things up all the time. I was not supposed to be in the picture when the intro was playing. My bad. Oh, well. All right, folks, we got a whole lot of stuff this morning. Pretty excited about today's show. A lot of stories. We're going to talk about the Will Autonomous Mobility Service. This one I didn't know about. And, of course, I stay in the cave a lot of the times. Brilliance of the Seas delayed again. MSC Armonia held in Barcelona. Carnival raises water prices. Royal Caribbean partners with Make-A-Wish Foundation. Bumper cars in 7 districts. And Leonardo and Fincantieri to provide baggage handling for the new MSC terminal. That and a lot more here this morning. And I'll say a quick good morning to Hot Air Tom, Mike, Sunny down in Mississippi, Robin up in Pennsylvania, and there's Laura, and there's Elizabeth. Elizabeth down in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. All right, if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the fat travel guy. All right, so we got a couple of announcements to make that I'll make today and tomorrow both. And that deals with the next week. I'm going to be leaving here Sunday and driving about a little more than halfway. Listen, folks, you know me. I'm not much better past 5 hours or so. So I'm heading up to Gretchen's son's house for an eclipse party. Of course, Gretchen and Fred will be there as well. But the son's house is better for me in my chair. So I'm heading to their house to watch the eclipse. Now, why am I doing this? It's going to be 80% visible here. I could say that I'd seen it. That's okay. Those of you that I have been able to meet in my travels know how much I thoroughly love getting a chance to spend some time with you guys away from Travel and Cruise Industry News. So I take that opportunity whenever I can. Gretchen and Fred are going to be going with me in Alaska. Obviously, Gretchen's been in the Chili Cruises family forever, you know, watching the show and commenting daily and all those things. So I want a Gretchen hug, and I'm going to go get it. So that's what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to, I've got a motel. One of the things I was a little bit worried about during this eclipse, I've heard some horror stories about them, you know, raising crazy motel rates and so forth. So I found a place about half, not even, it's more than halfway from here. It's about seven to eight hours. Okay. From here. I can't do that without being just totally trashed. So I'm going to stop in Marietta, Ohio, made reservations in a, looks like a lovely facility. Accessible room. The pictures look terrific. I'm going to stop there. I'll do the show from there on Monday morning. Early, probably. I'll probably do it earlier than the normal time because I still got, you know, 2.5-ish or so hours. Plus, you know, I'll probably stop and have some breakfast or something. I might maybe have breakfast in the hotel. I don't know. But anyway, I'll probably do the show early and then head up toward Kent, Ohio. So, and then I'll be, you know, witnessing the eclipse. It's supposed to be, you know, like 4 minutes up there of totality. So that'll be an experience. I've never been in one. So I'm looking forward to that. I will leave there Monday evening, sometime afternoon to evening-ish, and head back to Marietta. So I got a room for two nights. So Tuesday show, because I'll have the longer drive home, I'll probably do it from the hotel before I leave. Again, Tuesday show could be early. Doesn't have to be, you know, at the butt crack of dawn early, but, you know, like maybe 8 o'clock. To 9 o'clock, somewhere along in there, I can get up and get the show going both days and then, you know, be comfortable driving. So I'm doing that. The other reason, other than wanting to go meet Gretchen and Fred and all of their families that are up in that neck of the woods, when I'm not cruising this year and on into the future, and there's a lot of reasons why I'm not going to be cruising as much as I have been, but I'm still going to be cruising regularly. But when I'm not cruising, there's a lot of things in this country that I'd like to see and witness and share. So I'm going to do some of those as well. Some of you back in the early days might remember I did a whole thing on national parks. I've never been to a lot of those national parks. Some of that. Some of other places around this country, other than getting on a cruise ship. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. My main priority is going to be cruise ships. No doubt about it. That's not going to change. But I'd like to do some other things as well. And this little trip to Ohio is the first of that. And yeah, I'm not going to any place famous. I'm going to Gretchen's son's a patio or whatever. But still, I'm doing it for a good reason, for the eclipse and getting to meet them. So that's the whole thing about that. So Monday and Tuesday, I'll be doing the shows. I'll be doing them probably early, both mornings. So to accommodate my driving capabilities and keep me out of trying to do it in a McDonald's with my computer balanced on my knee. And yeah, no, let's do it in the hotel and I'll go from there. All right. The top story today, folks. I debated how to do this because it's about wheel power chairs. Everybody knows that I am a brand ambassador for Wheel Power Chairs and Scoot Around. Wheel Power Chairs own Scoot Around. But in my monthly information from Will that I get every month, this came out in the email. And I did a little bit of further research on it and came up with some information worth sharing. Will, a pioneering developer of electric mobility devices, announced the first commercial installations of its autonomous mobility service in the United States within American Airlines terminals at LAX and Miami International. One of the most common challenges affecting airports and airlines today is providing quality service to passengers with reduced mobility. These travelers are the fastest growing demographic in the airline industry, and airports must adapt to meet their needs. Recent trends include more wheelchair pushes, longer wait times, and an increased number of staff injuries. With the global population aging and projected to reach 2.1 billion people over 60 by 2050. Wow, I didn't know that. Will's autonomous mobility service will improve accessibility for customers around the world. We're thrilled to bring cutting-edge technology and innovation to two of America's busiest hubs, said Shane Bugney, Vice President of Business Development at Will Mobility Services North America. Our autonomous mobility service offers customers increased independence, reduced wait times, and enhanced customer experience. Will and Envoy Air, a wholly owned subsidiary of American Airlines, have been collaborating since late 2022 at Miami International Airport and LAX. The thorough testing of the service has resulted in excellent performance and positive customer feedback. Once a user selects their destination on a touch screen, the Will autonomous power chair takes over, safely and reliably transporting the customer to their desired gate. I think that's pretty cool, folks. You're going to go up to a touch screen, and you're going to touch a button, and you're looking at your ticket. It's got to be to gate D56 or whatever it is. And the chair starts and takes you there. You just sit back and ride. You don't have to steer it. You have to. It does it all itself. I mean, to me, that's just awesome. The Envoy team at Miami supports thousands of customer service requests every day, and we're thrilled to partner with Will to pioneer the introduction of this autonomous mobility service in the U.S. said Magdol Rosa, Envoy Vice President of Miami Hub. Ensuing accessibility and safety for our customers are top priorities for our team, added Disha Dise, Envoy Vice President of LAX Hub and Western Region. Our team and Will are committed to listening to customers and addressing their needs, which will result in an improved experience for individuals with accessibility challenges. Man, I just think that is awesome. Glad to be a part of it as far as, you know, you represent the company that's doing this or doing, you know, collectively doing their part of this. So I think that's a pretty, pretty good deal. From Will Power Chairs and Envoy and American Airlines, starting off at LAX in Miami, and then we'll see where that goes from there. All right. I'll be back with a bunch of stories here this morning after a quick break. from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, guys, the next story today. Yeah, this one's, despite an earlier notice reassuring guests that the cruise was intended to set sail as planned, Royal Caribbean International has now reached out to passengers booked on Brilliance of the Seas April 4th, that's today, the departure from Sydney, with the unfortunate news the cruise must be shortened. Instead of departing today as planned, the sailing is now delayed until Sunday, the 7th, and will have a dramatically different itinerary due to the loss of time. Well, I would think so. The April 4th sailing was originally planned as a South Pacific cruise, visiting Noumea and Lifu Island in New Caledonia, as well as Mystery Island in Vanuatu, before returning to Sydney on the 12th. Because it takes two full days at sea to reach those destinations, the original itinerary is no longer feasible with the shortened timeline. Instead, Brilliance of the Seas will now be visiting Hobart, Tasmania, for an overnight call from 8 a.m. on Tuesday through 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Because of the shortened itinerary and radically different destination, Royal Caribbean is offering compensation to the guests. All travelers will receive a 50% refund of their cruise fare, as well as 50% future cruise credits for another sailing, if you'd want to go with Royal Caribbean again. There's some other things on excursions and all those things. Some help with air if they have to change their air. But this is just a bad situation. They would have been better off, folks. I'm assuming, and we're assuming, that this is an Assapod situation. They haven't said that yet. But they obviously haven't gotten it fixed. They could have canceled cruises when they started canceling cruises almost 2 weeks ago now. Gone on and canceled enough, get it to a dry dock and fix the thing, rather than leaving these people hanging in the air like this. Man, I hate that crap. All right, so we have more people stranded. But boy, this is a totally different set of circumstances. In a surprising turn of events, MSC Armonia, which has journeyed from Brazil through the Mediterranean, finds itself anchored at the port of Barcelona. The detention is attributed to visa issues encountered by a contingent of Bolivian passengers, making it impossible for them to disembark. Spanish officials told the cruise line that the snag has affected 59 Bolivians who, despite appearing to have the correct documentation upon departure in Brazil when the cruise first departed, way back on March 17th, have been found ineligible to enter the Schengen zone. MSC Cruises has stated that the documentation provided by the Bolivian passengers at the time of boarding in Brazil appeared to comply with the necessary requirements for travel. The cruise operator was later informed by authorities that the visas were invalid for entry into the Shenzhen area, which prevented passengers from disembarking in Barcelona. The cruise line contends that it was unaware of the visa issues until notified by the Spanish authorities. And we're not sure, folks, how this is going to get fixed. I mean, they got the Bolivian folks involved. They've got the Spanish authorities involved. And, you know, they're smoking peace pipes. I don't know what they're doing. But as of when I checked on this earlier this morning, they're not off the boat yet. And there's the other people on the ship were supposed to go on the further ports of around the Mediterranean. This wasn't the end of the cruise. It continued on for some of the folks. I don't know. It's just a mess to me. All right. The next story this morning, folks, comes from Carnival. For the third time in just 17 months, Carnival Cruise Line has increased the price of bottled water purchases. This time to $14.95 for a 12-pack of individually sized bottles. When all the price increases are combined, this amounts to 202% increase in the price for one of the most popular purchases travelers make before or during their cruise. 202 price increase for water. Glad I drink bourbon. All right. The next story today, folks. Royal Caribbean International has announced a multi-year partnership with Make-A-Wish to make dreams come true for families whose children are struggling with critical illnesses. The new Wish at Sea program will collect financial donations as well as offer memorable once-in-a-lifetime cruise vacations for impacted families, and all cruise travelers can join in the efforts in a number of different ways. Wishes granted to children and their families can offer hope and inspiration, emotional support that can be phenomenal for helping wish kids through difficult times with a newfound sense of confidence, belonging, and most of all, the fun to just be a kid. Congratulations to Royal Caribbean for doing this and to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Their work's just amazing. All right, we got another story from MSC. MSC Cruises is sending their next new mega ship to Miami. And that's going to be the MSC World America. 200,000 gross ton cruise ship will debut in April of 2025. So it's, you know, we're still a year away. It's going to offer 7-night cruises to the Caribbean. It will be the largest cruise ship outside of Royal Caribbean sailing from a U.S. port. MSC Cruises announced a few details about this ship that will have everything from bumper cars to an adults-only Zen area. The 22-deck ship will have 2,614 cabins, more than 420,000 square feet of public space. Here's a look at the 7 districts that will be on the MSC World America. Family Aventura is a family-dedicated zone that will have an outdoor park, a high ropes course, bumper cars, roller rink, water slides, and more. The aqua deck will contain the ship's main 2 swimming pools. It will offer the ultimate cruise pool day, and at night, it will transform into high-energy parties. The adults-only Zen area will be a quiet spot of adults to sunbathe and swim. It will have twin pools and light music for ultimate relaxation. The Galleria is the heartbeat of the ship, with everything from coffee shop to live music to the MSC staple Jean-Philippe Chocolat and Café, Chocolat and Café. There will be grab-and-go food here as well as MSC Luna Park Arena, a high-tech entertainment venue perfect for hosting theme parties and game shows. The terraces will have 9 restaurants and bars. Four retail shops and the cruise line's first dedicated comedy club. The promenade will be a lively space in the back of the ship with an 11-deck dry slide. I don't think so. There will be restaurants, drink options, and lively evening activities there. The promenade will have LED light shows with ocean views. No MSC cruise ship is complete without the MSC Yacht Club. The ship within the ship concept will offer the ultimate in luxury. The Yacht Club includes 24/7 butler service, priority embarkation and debarkation, private dining, private lounge, and their own outdoor pool area. MSC World America will have 13 total restaurants, 6 of which will be specialty dining. Cruise ship will also have 20 bars and lounges throughout the ship. So, pretty sweet system there for MSC America. Yeah, we're going to call it America rather than the Italian pronunciation. All right, so the last story today, folks. In collaboration with Fincantieri Infrastructure, Leonardo has chosen to provide an advanced baggage management and sorting system for the new MSC cruise terminal in Miami. This will mark the first time that the Leonardo technology is applied to the cruise sector following success achieved in the airport sector and the recent introduction of a baggage handling system. The new system will be able to simultaneously manage the baggage from 3 cruise ships and up to 36,000 travelers per day. So that's going to be at the new MSC terminal at Port Miami. So hopefully it'll be ready by 2025. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. So let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room today. I got to get to the chat room first, folks. We're having a little difficulty here. There we go. All right. You know, I was going to do one other thing, so I'm going to do that right now. Many of you have noticed on the crawler down below of bookayt.net, Chili's Alaska 24. That's the new website. I'm going to try to share it. I'm not 100% sure that this is going to work, but we're going to try it anyway. So we got to start with that. And then I got a view tab here. And that does that. And let's see if this will allow me to scroll down. The cruise is, of course, starts on August 24th. There's tons of information. There's maps, pictures, the itinerary, information on the ship, perks on the cruise, detailed rates, inside cabin starting solo at 6:14. Double occupancy starting at 4:38, and you got to add the taxes to that. And any of the perks that you want. Information on the cabins, information on excursions, information on pre and post hotels, on transfers. There's just a ton of information. So that's on the website. Feel free to go check it out. whether you're going with us or not, because there's just a ton of information there. Some of you might be on other cruises and might want to try one of the excursions or a hotel or something. You know, just check on it. It's not just totally on our dates. But yeah, we can hook you up. Be happy to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd love to have you on our cruise. We still have rooms available. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get any balconies. The balcony sold out. Gretchen and Fred actually got the last one. Their son, Fred the Third, and his family wanted a balcony, and there weren't any available. I've been checking every day in hopes that, you know, some of will be turned in. Nothing so far. I'll keep checking it. But, you know, but there are lots of insides, ocean views, both regular ocean views and obstructed views. There's one, I think, a suite left. So, I mean, there's still some availability. All right. Now let's get to the chat room. I need to drink a sip of water here. Ah. Wow. 10 centimeters of snow from yesterday and overnight. Another 6 centimeters to come in Ottawa. Keep it up there, please. Buena dias, Elizabeth. Another hot and sunny day in Playa del Carmen. Laura says, send some of that up her way. I don't blame you. There's Joanne. Howdy, Joanne. I will be watching the solar eclipse from Ottawa. Got my solar eclipse glasses. My brother-in-law ordered glasses for all of us. They're going to be looking at it here in Virginia, and I'll be taking the glasses with me up to Gretchen's sons, up to Kent, Ohio. I don't remember that I've ever been in Kent, Ohio, come to think about it. This might be a new first for me. Anyway, I'm excited. From Emily. Hello, Emily. I was expecting to watch the eclipse from our balcony on the Escape at Pier 88, Manhattan. However, NCL sent an itinerary change yesterday. Uh-oh. The ship will be delayed arriving in New York, and arrival times have been pushed back 3 hours. Ah, well, that stinks. Because of the solar eclipse, or is it something else, we will just stay in the hotel with a late checkout and board mid-afternoon to avoid the chaos, which is expected at 12:30. And Hot Air says, Laura, you asking me? Yes, she was, Hot Air. Yes, why is the ship delayed? Is it because of the eclipse? Like usual, NCL itinerary changes. No info is given as to why. Emily says, smash the like button, everybody. Thank you, Emily. As always, yeah, I appreciate that. We've had a pretty good audience this morning here, folks. Glad to see that, too. Katie's with us. Hi, Katie. I was looking through some pictures last night, Katie, of our luncheon down in Port Canaveral when you and Angela came over and met me. We had some oysters. I like that. Actually, because the next time I'm in Port Canaveral, I got to decide which place I'm going now, because I have two places that I like. So, and they're right, you know, they're within 100 yards of each other. So one way or the other, I could get to either one of them easily. M says, good luck traveling to Ohio. Have fun watching the eclipse. I'm going to. There's Todd. Good morning, everyone. Looking forward to your stories from the eclipse trip. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, I'm not sure how much of it I'll be able to film from my phone, you know, but I'm going to attempt it. Again, I've never been in one before, so I'm going to be like a little kid at a circus. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And, of course, looking forward to meet Gretchen and all her family and stuff up there. Emily says, me too. I think we are getting partial. It would be cool to see the crescent moon shapes and shadows of the trees. Or Sunny. Sunny says, we're all making our own viewing stuff out of cereal boxes here. Yeah, I know. A pinhole and a piece of paper will work. I don't know. I want to take it a step further than that, Sonny. Sonny says, glad to see you, hear you're better, Katie. Yeah, me too. Joanne says, I ordered the glasses from Amazon. Yeah. What is it, 5 pair for $20 or something? You know. And of course, my brother-in-law, God bless him. He says, I can't believe it. I can't find the ones from the last time I was in an eclipse. I said, Gene, how long ago was that? I don't know. 8 or 9 years ago. I said, man, you know, do you keep underwear that long? Why would you keep glasses for an eclipse that long? Anyway, so he ordered them, so I'll use it. Hot Air says, Emily, did you get 2 pair of glasses to deliver to our hotel on Sunday? Don't forget the brownies. Yeah, Hot Air, I'm sure that's going to happen. Emily says, Elizabeth says she'll tell us about her experience years ago on a Holland ship. Okay, that'll be a good story one day. Glasses are given out free in New York. Why buy them? Wow. I didn't know they were giving them away free. That's pretty awesome. Which company? Joanne says she just looked Kealua or something like that. Tom, they were free to the kid at the library in New Rochelle. Some guy was giving a talk on the eclipse. Robin, you won't be far from us Monday. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you're on the Pennsylvania side. Not going to be that far. Yeah. Emily says, the ones in my cart are Kisef. Emily says, hello to Robin. I can't find the glasses that we had the last time, too. Yeah, no, who in the world would keep that? I mean, they were in the trash that day, probably. And you're not going to use them again forever. I try to get away from drunk doors. Junk drawers. So, and I still have some to clean out and get rid of stuff. Gas stations in PA are giving them out with a purchase. Well, that's pretty cool. If I order them, they are 2 for $13. Debating. All right. That's going to wrap me up for today, folks. Wow, we didn't have any of the sex bomber parade today. That's amazing. All right, guys. So I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel, with some more of this silliness. I will remind everybody about the schedule for Monday and Tuesday. And by the way, if somebody says, well, what happens if you get all the way to Ohio and it's cloudy or rainy? I said, that's okay. Then that happened. I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to run around in circles. You know, I'm going to Ohio. I'm going to Kent, Ohio. And if we see it, we see it. That'll be great. So, yeah, I don't care. If it's cloudy, it's cloudy. You know, then it just wasn't meant to be. All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for today. Again, as always, thanks for being here. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. That would be helpful to the channel. And as always, folks, if you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. We're heading for 10,000 subscribers. Maybe I'll hit 10,000 subscribers up there in Ohio. Wouldn't that be something? Then we'd have something to really celebrate about. So, all right, guys, that's it for today. As always, thanks for being here. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.